Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
There's been certainly no surprise around the story, but there was a story that, in fact, Daniel Shea spoke about on his Twitter account. We want Hitler. Johannesburg politician threatens to wear a Hitler shirt. Johannesburg councillor sparks outrage by invoking Hitler in an anti-Israel tirade, drawing condemnation from Jewish leaders and political figures. What on earth went on in the city of Johannesburg? Well, Councillor Daniel Shea, he's a councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72, joins us this morning. Daniel, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm doing well, and yourself, and how are you?
I am good, thank you. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I got up last week Thursday to make a speech on the adjusted KPIs for the city of Joburg for the rest of this financial year. And as goes with every speech I make, obviously I get targeted, not because of the things I'm saying, but because of the things I represent and the community I represent. So I got one interruption, the speaker overruled it, and then our wonderful MMC of Community Development, you know, the department responsible for developing social cohesion in Johannesburg, gets up and starts invoking Hitler.
Whoa, the guy responsible for social cohesion?
Yep.
Okay. And in what way? Like, how does this play out?
So it's literally a case of I have had probably for the last year and a half on my laptop screen, I've had got an Israeli flag and a South African flag side by side with a dove over the front, express that I would like some relations between the two countries. And that, in the last 6 months, has suddenly enraged them. For the year before, it wasn't an issue that didn't seem to notice. They only seemed to notice my tie. And the last 6 months, suddenly that's become a big issue. Not because I think it really is a big issue for them, but I think it's just they don't want me speaking. But of course, you'll use any cheap political point, and there's no line too far to cross when you're trying to attack someone.
Right. So what happens? I mean, he invokes Hitler. What does the speaker do?
So the speaker told him he's out of order and told him to sit down. She didn't make him withdraw.
Right.
And in fact, it was well within her right, because she had already made a ruling on the matter to ask him to leave the chamber because he was not listening to her ruling. She did not do that. But I have written to the speaker. I've asked for Councillor Nkonku and two others to refer to the ethics committee for their behavior. And additionally, there were three now, one of them has passed away, but two councillors from the November council meeting, they have also requested to refer to ethics. I don't see much of that happening, because her job as speaker in action SA is to protect her ANC and PAC colleagues. So she will probably not pass that on. But we'll look at options on what we can do to force her hand or to circumvent the system if we have to.
Does this? I mean, surely I would have expected something a little bit better from Action SA in terms of Jew hate and intimidation abuse within the city of Johannesburg's council.
I think what we saw with the Sandton Drive issue as well on Thursday is that Action SA prefers their positions in the Johannesburg coalition to any principles they may have held previously. So they will not do anything to upset the boat. They will not do anything to endanger those positions. And they'll toe the ANC line wherever they need to.
To what end?
To retain power. And that's simply that.
It's so interesting. But, you know, like, I keep thinking, for what? What are they, if they're not in the council to do good for the city of Johannesburg, and let's assume that they're not on the take, then what are they doing it for? Just to say that they have power?
So, I mean, if we can go into the personal politics of Herman Machado if we want to, and Michael Beaumont, but we can look at clearly post the May 2024 elections, the two of them embarked on a vendetta against the DA, for whatever reasons they may have decided on in their heads. But this has all been, you've seen it in Swanee, you've seen it in Joburg. It's all been targeting the DA with no real benefit to the voters. And I don't understand the strategy, but that
and
is
I'm not even sure
benefit
to themselves. All right, to be fair, I'm asking you something that isn't read. It's just a view because I can't, I'm expecting you to answer something you probably shouldn't really do. But I mean, you can do, but it's your view on these things. So now that going back to anti-Semitism within the council, how prolific is it? And, when people say that there isn't anti-Semitism in South Africa and we are, we're very blessed. In many ways, we are, of course. On the streets of South Africa, I don't believe there is anti-Semitism. But it certainly does, from where I'm sitting, it looks like there's a problem in council. Is there a problem with anti-Semitism at the Johannesburg, in the Johannesburg municipality?
So 100% within council, there's definitely a problem. There's definitely a handful of individuals who openly express anti-Semitic views and get away with it repeatedly.
Right.
That said, even within the ANC, when the microphone is off, there will be individuals who come up to me and express pro-Jewish, pro-Israel sentiments, but it's not popular amongst their handlers, so when they're making public statements, they'll never admit to it.
Which is very interesting because that also, throughout this, that means they're still maintaining a different view.
Yes. I mean, it's literally, I can tell you a story of a guy who went on, it was on the 10th of October, he went on a rant in the committee to me about how Israel is killing his Palestinian brethren, the whole thing. Like, it was disgusting. It was literally the 10th of October, 2023. Like, and then a few months later, another councillor asked him to help take a picture of me and him because we both were wearing the Israel ties. And he said, I wish I could have a tie like this. And I said to you, what's going on? And he said, no, I love Israel. I've been to Israel seven times. I mean, this is like the same guy.
What?
Yes. So it's unbelievable like how they can have these personal views, but literally publicly they will be these fascist anti-Semites. It's unbelievable.
I'm not struggling to process that. That is actually, he's been to Israel seven times. He clearly isn't very anti-Israel, but is happy to stand up and act out almost a speech on Israel hatred.
I think it's all about principles. If you lack principles and the paycheck is all that matters at the end of the day, you'll do whatever's necessary to earn your paycheck. And I think we've got a lot of politicians in South Africa who live for the paycheck.
Absolutely incredible. So what happens now? I mean, this has raised the profile of this problem as normally is, because you push it too far. Somebody pushes anti-Semitism or racism too far, and then then it becomes a public issue. Is this? Do you think this has enough momentum that it will be dealt with?
If it does not, I think we need to ensure it does. But my aim is that this individual should not be allowed to continue holding the office he holds. He represents 2,500 voters in the whole of Johannesburg and sits on the executive and spews hate. I don't think that's a place for him. And I do think he should be removed. So that is the end goal, is that he should not be sitting on the executive, and we'll keep moving until that happens.
That is where we leave it, Daniel O'Shea. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us. Daniel is a councillor for the Democratic Alliance in Ward 72.